With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Inflation slowed last month, with consumer prices rising 2.7% from a year earlier, according to the just-released Consumer Price Index. President Trump says he's done a lot since taking office a second time, and there's a lot more to do.
11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
Addressing the nation from the White House last night, Mr. Trump pointed to the most secure border in history and prices that are coming down. Big change is on the way at the nation's premier law enforcement agency.
The FBI's Deputy Director Dan Bongino confirms he will resign from the Bureau in January. In a post on X, he said he was grateful for the opportunity to serve with purpose. Bongino had previous experience as a New York City police officer and a Secret Service agent, but when he was appointed in March, he was best known as the host of a successful conservative podcast. During his brief tenure, Bongino clashed with Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Justice Department over the handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ahead of its holiday break, the Senate has passed a massive annual defense bill.
The legislation, called the National Defense Authorization Act, authorizes $901 billion in defense programs. Among other things, it raises troop pay by nearly 4%. The policy bill also demands more information on recent boat strikes in the Caribbean, requires that the U.S. keep its troop levels in Europe at current levels, and sends some military aid to Ukraine.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. President Trump has announced a $1,776 warrior dividend for members of the military. Says the checks are already in the mail. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 120 points. NASDAQ futures better by 209 points. S&P futures are up 31. This is SRN News. Abortion activists want you to watch the procedure on TV.
The annual Abortion On-Screen report finds that the number of times the procedure is depicted or is part of a storyline in mainstream television shows or on streaming platforms is down. In fact, there were 66 abortion storylines across the programming landscape in 2024, down from the year before. The Abortion On-Screen report also complains that not enough TV characters are using abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Parliament has held a session during which it discussed growing anti-Christian violence and bigotry in South Asia, especially in India. An official with Alliance Defending Freedom International testified at the meeting, saying Christians in India are punished not for wrongdoing, but for simply gathering, praying, or helping their neighbors. Even the Supreme Court of India recently noted how anti-conversion laws are misused to wrongly pressure and prosecute Christians. SRN News. The FCC chair finds himself in the hot seat on Capitol Hill.
Democratic senators are criticizing the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission for pressuring broadcasters to take ABC late-night host Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Texas Republican Ted Cruz was critical of Brendan Carr.
Government officials threatening adverse consequences for disfavored content is an unconstitutional coercion that chills protected speech.
There was a push to get Kimmel off the air after comments made after the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Carr said he was enforcing the public interest standard. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Peter Arnett has died. The Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter spent decades dodging bullets and bombs to bring the world eyewitness accounts of war, from the rice paddies of Vietnam to the deserts of Iraq. Battling prostate cancer, he entered hospice care on Saturday. He was 91. More details, SRNNews.com.